Hi, this is Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at Disciple Lessons from 1 and 2 Timothy, and this is the preface. How vital are a couple of brief letters written from a first century apostle to a young associate? Are they actually relevant to the 21st century church? You bet. First, Paul is writing to a church that is big on talk and weak on sound Christian teaching. The last decade has seen the number of Christian novels and self-help books skyrocket, but at the same time has seen Christianity light affect more and more churches. Sermons are seldom meaty, big on inspiration maybe, but often lacking in the kind of meat and potatoes that can grow solid Jesus followers. 1 and 2 Timothy use the teacher word group 19 times in just two brief letters. Church leaders especially need to seek a personal renewal of their passion for teaching the word as workers that have no need to be ashamed. Paul sees sound teaching as the irreducible core of a healthy, vibrant church. We desperately need that today. Second, Paul exhorts his young associate about courage in the face of older and more dominant leaders that would oppose his reforms. Timothy, like me and perhaps you, would rather face problem people with passivity rather than action. To put it bluntly, he is timid in the face of opponents. Paul exhorts him to boldness, toward being willing to suffer hardship if need be, in order to accomplish the task he has been assigned. Paul straightens him up and puts some steel in his backbone. Relevant? Oh, yes. Third, Paul writes to a situation where evangelism has been sidetracked and de-emphasized. The church has become so embroiled in theological speculation and controversy that they have gone soft on the Great Commission. Paul exhorts Timothy to fulfill his ministry and do the work of an evangelist, and reminds us of the core of the gospel. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Fourth, the church on Paul's heart has leadership problems. Some of the elders have subverted the house churches or home groups, so there is a need for solid teachers on which to rebuild the church. Over my 40 years in ministry, I've seen the desperate recruiting methods our churches use to fill key leadership roles. Sadly, we've drafted many people whose character flaws should have disqualified them from office, but we've gone ahead anyway, neglecting Paul's sound advice about selecting leaders. Fifth, the moral standards within the church had been compromised by the lifestyle of some of the elders and their disciples. Paul urges Timothy to set an example of godliness among the believers. The godliness word group is used 16 times in these two letters. We serve in churches where the moral purity of the faith has been severely compromised by the prevailing mores of our culture, to the degree that it is hard to tell Christians from non-Christians by observing only how they conduct themselves in the marketplace, court each other, raise families, and invest their time and money. Godly living is vital, but ridiculed by our world. Relevant today? Your call. I invite you to join me on a journey through 1 and 2 Timothy. This isn't a church manual of polity and rules of governance. Rather, it constitutes an apostolic crash course for leaders and would-be leaders on how to get our churches healthy again. May God give us wisdom and conviction as we study, so that we may lead the Church of Jesus Christ with skill and soundness through the challenges of the 21st century. Let's pray together. Lord, we pray for understanding as we study 1 and 2 Timothy, that you would show us your word and teach us in our hearts what's needed. And then we pray for courage and vision to know how to implement what we've learned in our churches. Lord, we know that just in our own strength we can't do this. but by the power of your Holy Spirit, you will help us. And we give you thanks for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.